NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is here with me now. And you just came from a meeting at the White House with President Trump. He's not been hiding his frustrations with NATO countries. How was the meeting? Did he say he's withdrawing?
Well, let me be absolutely clear. He is clearly disappointed and with many NATO allies. And I can see his point. But at the same time, I was also able to point to the fact that the large majority of European nations has been helpful with basing, with logistics, with overflights, with making sure that they lift up to the commitments. And there is also widespread support for the fact that degrading the nuclear and the ballistic missile capacity from Iran was really crucial. And that only the US was able at this point to do that. Hey, and let's not forget, there's Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, who is bringing together now a coalition of over 30 countries, even over 40. But 34 participated yesterday in a planning meeting with military leaders to make sure that free sea lanes, being able to use the Strait of Hormuz going forward, will be possible. So I also pointed him to the positive. But clearly, this was a very frank, a very open discussion, but also a discussion between two good friends.